Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed in the red across the board. All markets trading lower here. We had December corn down 3 3/4 at 367 3/4. It's been trading here for just about 1 month, and we haven't been able to get through those lows set back a few weeks ago, just below 360 for December, but it's hanging around here, still below the moving average, and so most people would think that the market is still in a downtrend. Soybeans here down hard today, making new lows for this move. 10.28 3/4 is where they're going to close, and that would be down about 13 1/4 and just about 2 cents off of the lows. And then wheat futures were down today, down 10 cents in Kansas City, December at 6.34. Chicago wheat closed down around 7 cents, 5.55 and a half in December. Now, we have bounced off the lows. We traded as low earlier this month, around 6.18 for December, Kansas City, and 6.34 now. So we've bounced off of it. We're still below the moving average. And if nothing really happens to disrupt the flow of grain in Eastern Europe and the Ukraine, it looks like the market wants to continue lower. Even though we had a pretty poor harvest here in the Southern Plains for Kansas City wheat, it still looks like it's in a downtrend.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We kicked off this morning with the export report. Export inspections for corn, we were looking for 32 to 36 million bushels, and the actual number for corn was 43. So just a little bit above the high end of the range. Didn't really support corn all that much. Wheat, we were looking for 17 to 20 million bushels. It came in at 20. So at the high end of the range last year at this time, we were at 31 for this week. And then soybean exports, we're looking for 2 to 5. Came in at 5 million bushels. Last year at this time, we had 2 million bushels. And then to rehash the pro farmer numbers from the end of last week, corn bushels per acre for the U.S. was 169.3. The USDA is currently at 167.4. That puts total corn production at 14.09 billion bushels, bigger than the USDA's number of 14.03. And then for soybeans, 45.4 bushels per acre. USDA is also at 45.4, so right in line. And their production numbers are very similar at 3.812 billion bushels overall. First notice day for the September grain futures wraps up this week on Friday, August 29th. So there may be some more fireworks. If you notice, the September beans had about a 65-cent range today.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle 115 higher at 148.15, December up 115 at 151 even. September feeder cattle up 237 at 213.27, October up 227 at 211.75. October lean hogs 57 higher at 93.45, and December up 85 at 88 even. September, Kansas City wheat down 10 and 3 quarters, sat at 622 and 3 quarters. December, down 10 and 3 quarters at 633 and a quarter. September, Chicago wheat down 9 and a half at 542 and a half. September, corn down 5 and a half at 360. December, down 4 at 367 and a half. September soybeans down 40 and a quarter at 11.25 and three quarters. November down 12 and three quarters at 10.29 and a quarter. October cotton up 20 at 67.66 and December down 3 at 66.15. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.